At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans reminding voters not to forget about the shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
As he signed a funding bill to reopen the government, President Trump blamed Democrats for the shutdown and suggested voters shouldn't reward the party during next year's midterm elections. He said, "Don't forget what they've done to our country." On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson also expressed his displeasure, saying Democrats knew the shutdown would cause pain, and they did it anyway. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Charlotte, North Carolina, apparently the next in line for the Trump administration's list of heightened immigration enforcement. Lisa Dwyer has that story.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden says that federal officials plan to deploy U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents as early as this weekend. President Donald Trump has defended sending federal agents and the military into Democratic-run cities to combat crime and enforce his administration's deportation policies. Trump has also used this summer's fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte as proof that Democratic-led cities fail to protect their residents from violent crime. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oklahoma authorities say a leaking tanker truck spewed hazardous gas in a hotel parking lot, forcing hundreds of people to get out of there as quickly as they could. The anhydrous ammonia leak happened late Wednesday in the city of Weatherford. City officials say at least four people remain in critical condition. Major League Baseball announcing its MVP winners in the National League. The honor goes to the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani. While in the American League, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge has taken the honor there. This is SRN News. One of America's leading pastors is going to the very scene where Charlie Kirk was assassinated.
On Sunday, Greg Laurie will hold one of his Harvest Crusades at Utah Valley University, where a gunman murdered Kirk in September. Laurie, who leads the giant Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, says local pastors in Utah asked him to stage the event. Laurie tells the Christian Post, quote, "Normally we plan events at least a year in advance, but there is an urgency, and we believe the message of the gospel is the answer." Michael Harrington reporting.
Virginia Transportation Security Officer accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy barring men who are living as women from performing security screening pat-downs on real women. Transportation Security Administration enacted that policy to comply with President Trump's executive order declaring two unchangeable sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. Americans will be allowed to contribute more of their money to 401k and other retirement saving plans next year.
The IRS says the maximum contribution for 401k, 403b, and most 457 plans will rise to $24,500. That's up from $23,500 this year. The IRS also raised the annual contribution limits for IRAs to $7,500. Those changes aim to help retirement savers set aside more income, especially older workers who started saving later in life. Bob Agner reporting.
Blue Origin launching a huge New Glenn rocket with a pair of NASA spacecraft destined for Mars. Thursday's successful launch from Florida is only the second flight of the rocket that Jeff Bezos' company and NASA are counting and hoping on getting ready to get people and supplies to the moon and beyond. More details, SRNNews.com.